Today, Dan Egan is a self-described ski bum living in Big Sky, Montana, and skiing as much as he can, which is pretty incredible given his time on skis and nearly life-ending experiences.
Just that simple pleasure of gliding over on and through snow sets me at peace.
Egan grew up in Boston, learning to ski at Blue Hills on all of its 350 vertical feet. He made the jump from the Bunny Hill to the Big Mountains when his older brother John got in with Warren Miller.
The magic of Warren Miller films plants that seeds in countless people's heads. You see different locations on where to go. And my older brother John moved to Sugar Bush, Vermont in 1976 and skied in his first Warren Miller movie in 1979.
Warren Miller once described the Egan brothers as the ATVs of ski adventure.
Growing up in the East, we skied everything, right off the neighbor's picnic table into their yard and beyond.
Egan learned to ski on long, skinny skis and says it's a whole different experience compared to today's skis.
Back then, we skied in the snow. Today, you ski on it. And skiing in the snow was a different experience. There was a lot of different movements to get the skis to move around, and you couldn't just hit it with the same amount of speed the kids can do it today because of friction, basically. So jumping off of cliffs, was a different game. It was a different gauging of speed. These days, when the new schoolers ask me what my biggest trick was, I just tell them staying alive.
He kept journals of his travels to create the book of his worldwide adventures and the evolution of extreme skiing.
It's a comprehensive look at two kids from Boston who go off to ski around the world. We followed the geopolitical landscape in the 1980s and 1990s. I had said to Warren Miller I wanted to go all over the world wherever CNN was. So we went to the Berlin Wall. We skied with the Kurds during the first Persian Gulf War. We skied a week before the war started in Yugoslavia. We skied in Romania after they murdered Ceausescu, and we were just skiing around these world events. But the book also documents the history of extreme skiing, tied in with the technology of the VHS machine and the VCR, and how without that technical evolution, maybe even social media doesn't begin. So I always tell kids that VHS to me is what YouTube is to you.
Egan will be at the Alps and Meter store at the St. Regis Friday, 3:30 to 5 p.m. for a reading and signing of his new book that he's co-written with friend and journalist Eric Wilbur. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.